This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two Reuters journalists who were convicted and sentenced to 7 years in prison in Myanmar have been freed from prison. Walon and Kyaso U were convicted last September after covering the brutal military campaign in northwestern Rakhine State that drove nearly 700,000 Rohingya Muslims across the border into Bangladesh in August of 2017. They were arrested in December of that year after a meeting with two police officers at a restaurant in Yangon and given a stack of documents. Their release comes just 2 weeks after Myanmar's Supreme Court rejected an appeal of their convictions. Their lawyers said the original conviction should be thrown out because the journalists were set up by the police. The U.S. is expediting the arrival of a naval aircraft carrier strike group to the Arabian Sea after concerns Iran may be planning an attack against American or ally targets. The USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier is currently operating in the U.S. European Command Area of Responsibility. Now, all of this follows a statement by National Security Advisor John Bolton. We get more from VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman.
Bolton says the dispatch is intended to send a clear and unmistakable message to Iran that any attack on U.S. interests or on those of its allies will be met with unrelenting force. President Donald Trump has not commented directly on this, but in remarks to the Army's football team in the White House Rose Garden on Monday, he remarked the United States right now has the greatest military the world has ever known.
Hopefully we won't have too many battles because we're building a military so strong that nobody's going to mess with us. Nobody.
Both the U.S. Secretary of State and the Chief of Naval Operations say the deployment of the carrier strike group had been planned for some time. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
And this is VOA News. China says its negotiators are preparing to travel to the U.S. for their next round of trade talks this week, even after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened higher tariffs on billions of dollars of Chinese goods after he complained the process is taking too long. Mr. Trump's Twitter comments on Sunday about the new tariffs sent Asian stocks and U.S. futures tumbling Monday, and added uncertainty over the figure of U.S.-China trade negotiations. Despite the market drop, China's official media stayed silent on Mr. Trump's comments the whole morning. A House panel has fired the first shot in what could be a long legal fight with the Trump administration over the special counsel's Russia report. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The House Judiciary Committee plans to vote Wednesday on holding Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress after he did not meet the panel's deadline today to hand over the full unredacted report and its underlying materials. Barr is unlikely to actually face criminal charges, since any contempt vote in the full House would simply send the matter to the U.S. attorney here in Washington, who is a Justice Department employee likely to defend Barr. Democrats hope they're sending a message to the administration about congressional power. Still, President Trump has said he will fight all the subpoenas. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Congressional Democrats say they are reviving their investigation into the Trump administration's response to Hurricane Maria. The September 2017 storm tore through the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, killing about 3,000 people in Puerto Rico, leaving behind unprecedented destruction. Some parts of the U.S. territory still lack basic services, including running water. The House Oversight Committee, led by Democrat Elijah Cummings, sent letters Monday to the White House Health and Human Services and the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Some administration officials say Puerto Rico has gotten just about $41 billion in storm relief, and only about $11 billion of that has been used. Several candidates from Australia and the main political parties have had to withdraw from the election campaign of the May 18th poll because of racist, homophobic, or anti-Islam statements.
In this election, several candidates have had to suddenly quit or disavow what they've said on social media in the past. Racist and sexist posts have resurfaced online. Australia's Liberal Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been quick to distance himself from three of his party's nominees.
Those comments are things that I don't share, that I don't accept, and I won't stand for.
Jessica Whelan is one of the Liberal candidates who was forced to quit. She's denied being responsible for a vulgar post that argued women who supported Islam should be mutilated.
That's VOA's Phil Mercer reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.